On a cold winter night, an old beggar woman comes to a young spoiled prince, offering him a single rose in return for shelter. The prince turns her away, and so it begins. Muhlenberg Summer Music Theater's offering of Beauty and the Beast is a story of a cold-blooded prince who has been magically transformed into an unsightly creature as punishment for his selfish ways. To revert into his human form, the beast must first earn the love of a bright, beautiful young woman whom he has imprisoned in the castle. Romance magnifique. You probably don't recall the classic book by Jean-Marie de Beaumont. Probably have seen the Disney movie of the same name. But I assure you, seeing Beauty and the Beast live, on stage, will make you laugh and cry at the same time. This is WDIY 88.1 Lehigh Valley Public Radio. I remain George Miller, and along with my wife and co-host Kate Scuffle, we talk today with their stars, Ashley Heaster, senior actually at Muhlenberg, and Alan Mendez, a Muhlenberg graduate. Namely, they are both the Beauty and the Beast. Welcome.
Thank you.
It's good to have you here, guys. And actually, that's a good point, George. So maybe that's a way to start the conversation. What if I've seen the film, which I had to previously admit I have not, why would I come to the stage production? What's magical about seeing it live, which I know it is, but what's different? What's special about that?
Everything, I would say. I mean, it's a live theatrical production. Yeah. And, you know, the beauty about theater is that wherever you see it, you're going to see it in a different and exciting way, depending on the designers and director and choreographer that you have working on this production. And I think that it's no different here. And it's really extraordinary to see the way that within 3 weeks we've put together this show.
Mm-hmm. And by to assume that there are six actual songs that were in the film that are also in the stage production.
Yes.
There's more songs than six, but...
Yes.
Definitely.
Six of them are from the film. Right?
Yes.
Yep. Mm-hmm. Yeah, everything that's... All of the music that's from the Disney animated film mm-hmm. is in the musical, mm-hmm. along with additional material.
Yeah.
Yeah, and the music is extraordinary.
Yeah. I think there's something to be said for live music and
Absolutely.
Hearing the orchestra. And, you know, you hear the music in the movie, but it's not the same as sitting there right in front of the orchestra hearing it live. Mm-hmm. Yeah.
And I understand, I've not seen it yet, I understand that the design is quite fabulous
absolutely.
It's a magical world to create.
Yes.
Yeah.
The set is gorgeous, and it's amazing because it wasn't complete when we started working on it, so watching it kind of really come to life and really seeing all those elements being mm-hmm. added was wonderful.
These be roles that you would, I mean, you both auditioned, obviously, for them, roles you've long wanted to play, or have you found it challenging? I mean, they're huge, kind of... You're carrying the show, essentially, but in a kind of really, again, very magical roles to play. What's the experience been like?
Well, for me, Beast has been a dream role since I started taking voice lessons and first sang If I Can't Love Her, like in the room with my voice teacher, mm-hmm. and it would just be a dream to do it. And so now it's different. And it's also an interesting challenge because of the kind of vocal demands that the Beast in speech requires mm-hmm. In terms of the how to find those kinds of vocal qualities of being beastly while being able to do that for 18 shows. Mm-hmm. You know, it's interesting.
Yeah. The same is true for me. I definitely have always dreamed of being Belle. She was definitely my favorite Disney princess growing up, so uh-huh. it's incredible to be able to play her. And the same experience is true for me, too. I have a video recording of me singing Home with my voice teacher when I was, like, 5. So it's really incredible to be able to do it.
And certainly you have other opportunities because there were more Disney animated films that have been made into Broadway stage musicals like The Little Mermaid.
Uh-huh. Mm-hmm. Absolutely.
True.
I think it's interesting, too. I don't think the average audience member isn't always aware of things like, you know, they go to see the performance. Say they go tonight and they hear you do the voice work. And they don't think about things like preserving the voice for 18 shows or preserving the singing voice for the shows or what it takes out of people to perform. Mm-hmm. Musicals are, you know, something we perceive as really pleasurable and enjoyable and the energy, but for the performer, it's really mm-hmm. about stamina and lasting as well. There's a couple other Muhlenberg alumni and folks involved with the show. We were talking a little bit about the magic earlier. Is there anything you can tell us about magic without giving away anything?
Well, it's... I think it took a lot of rehearsal to achieve the magic that the audience is going to enjoy. David Caserta is a wonderful magic consultant, and I think that we've been in really good hands under his eye and his watchful gaze in making these illusions and enchantments come to life.
Mm-hmm. Definitely. Mm. Yeah. I don't know. I'm going to steal what Alan said last time, but watch out for the West Wing and just keep an eye out for the magic because it's definitely there.
Yeah. Really? Okay. Yeah. All right.
We are very proud, too. I'm going to put a plug in here. Our very own Neil Heaver, who's our technical engineer today, is also in the production, and he's kind of magical himself.
Oh, yes. Definitely. Neil is a pleasure to work with.
Great.
Yeah. Cast-wise, is it a large musical? Is it a large ensemble?
Yes, it's a cast of 32.
Yeah. Oh, okay, wow.
Yeah, it's quite large, which has been interesting because in the rehearsal process, the Beast and Belle and Babette and even like Mrs. Potts and Cogsworth and Lumiere, they don't have nearly as many musical numbers as the ensemble does. Mm. So it's been an interesting experience in that a lot of the people, many of whom I knew in college together and out, we don't see that much until we've started the show. It's like, oh, you're in the show too.
Yeah.
Like Gaston and Beast are hardly ever on stage together. Huh. Mm-hmm. And so it's very interesting to just see each other in the rehearsal room and then on stage, not for in the dressing room.
Right, you know, make each other's acquaintance while
you're
on stage.
Like, oh, you're in the show too?
Now you've opened, the show's open.
Mm-hmm.
What's the response been like? I'm sure warm and lovely, but is it a pleasure to now actually, again, move beyond the rehearsals and bring it to an audience and have that kind of conversation?
100%. Yeah. Everyone knows the show, so it's really great to see their responses. I know, like last night, a little girl gave me a rose, and she was just so happy to meet me. So it's really great to like be able to be on that side of it and finally get somebody there watching the show and reacting to it and seeing all the hard work that's been done. So,
Oh, that's lovely.
I'm intrigued with the makeup.
Aren't we all? Really?
How many hours does one have to sit there to
become a beastly?
I remember when Joe DeLude II, our makeup designer, first started working on it and playing with some of his ideas. It took, I want to say, between 45 minutes to an hour just with the first preliminary trials. And now, so he's left. And the person who's actually doing my makeup is Tatiana Lovera. And she is a student at Muhlenberg, handpicked by Joe DeLude. And she's extraordinary. She's gotten it down to maybe 45 minutes, 40 minutes worth of makeup work, replicating this this designer he's done the makeup for SpongeBob SquarePants on Broadway. He's done the makeup for Wicked on Broadway.
Yeah.
Tatiana is incredible. And I remember she was a little nervous when we first started because she was tasked with recreating this makeup, and she does it flawlessly every night.
Amazing.
And does it involve makeup, latex, devices, any kind? I mean, without giving away the magic again, but
right. Well,
so it's not just it's really building a character in a sense on you.
Yeah, I mean, with Joe's designs, to allow the greatest amount of flexibility with the face and expression, it's all makeup, it's all contouring, it's all highlighting, various shades of brown, and creams and stuff. And I think that the majority of latex that's there is what's built into the mask itself, with the jaw and the headpiece.
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm.
Oh, and Ashley, what is it like, really on stage, next to a beast? do you see the Alan in the Beast?
Yes, 100%. I knew Alan as soon as I got to Muhlenberg. I pretty much met him when he was in Pirates of Penzance, and I was a spot up for that production. So I've known him for a decent amount of time. So it is tough to see just the Beast because he's not just the Beast, he's Alan. But it's cool seeing the transformation because it definitely helps the characters and everything, but he's still Alan. Yeah, definitely still see Alan.
Mm-hmm. And vice versa. How about the Beast looking at Belle?
Oh, yeah. I mean, like Ashley said, we've known each other for several years now. And most recently I saw her in the production of Sunday in the Park with George that just happened at Muhlenberg. I was the rehearsal pianist for that.
Oh, were you? Yeah. Oh, we saw that production. It was magnificent.
Oh, yeah. it was lovely to be in the rehearsal room with her. And so it's really lovely to share the stage with her again. Last time we did it was last summer in Hair.
That's right. That's right. You guys were both in Hair.
Yeah.
And you played...
I was Claude. Oh,
that's right. And...
I was Layata in the tribe.
All right,
yeah.
It's obviously it's very different than doing Hair. It has to be a whole totally different kind of sense and energy.
Yeah.
And I would think one of them, I love the story of the little girl with the rose, that the Beauty and the Beast is something that's also a family friendly without being something that isn't fascinating for adults as well.
Yes.
But it must be a very different vibe with the audience in that sense. Yeah. Same sense. You know,
definitely.
Just different.
Because even just the vibe, like obviously Hair is not a for children show. Like it can be, but it's not for children. But even the vibes from like going from an ensemble show to going to something that is so principle driven has been interesting. It's like how you were saying, we didn't see the ensemble a whole lot during this production, but for Hair, I felt like I was in the room with Alan for the majority of the rehearsals. So it's just a different type of show, which has been an interesting dynamic.
It has to be nice for people to, again, just to remind folks that the Alan Menken score, which is something people really love about the film, justifiably, is encased in the musical, even though there's additional songs and new work added to it as well. But so there's a familiarity and yet something new as well.
Yeah, that's been interesting when people hear the new songs for the first time and they're like blown away by how they fit the same style of the movie, but they're new and something that they haven't heard before. So definitely interesting.
Is it a difficult show vocally? People turn off radios to keep me from singing along. Like I have no context. So,
I'd say it's definitely challenging. Yeah. Nothing that our cast can't handle, though. I think it's been more fun than it has been too taxing for us.
Yeah. Right. Yeah. I mean, and for Beast, like he has the 11 o'clock number of the first act. The first act closes with the Beast's aria, "If I Can't Love Her." But after that, he's pretty much done. Like, he sings a little bit, and he has a reprise. But the majority of the Beast's vocal work, I would say, is in speech.
Okay.
Definitely.
I am intrigued, too, by the award-winning director, Gary John LaRosa, who's helming his first production, I understand, at Muhlenberg.
Yes.
Mm-hmm. And so you've not worked with him before. Mm-mm. How is it to be working with a new director?
It's certainly different. I think one of the gifts of this particular season and production is that in the past, all of the majority of Summer Music Theater productions at Muhlenberg are with Muhlenberg faculty. And so I think it's a really a really rich aspect of the educational process for students who are a part of this production to work with someone who's still in the industry actively and is a different energy from someone that they might have encountered in the classroom.
Yeah, I definitely agree. Gary's been... He's been different than anything I've worked with because he just isn't from Muhlenberg, so it's not what we were used to, but he's been wonderful. He's definitely challenged me, which is great.
And that's really the excitement of theater, isn't it? Working with different people who have different methods by which to get to characters or help the actor along in the techniques that they develop over a period of time. That's really important, I think, to be working with as many different directors and, of course, production companies that you can. We'll be talking more about that later on. Here's a very difficult question for you, you don't have to answer it if you don't want to. Why theater? As a director, I always ask my auditioners, why theater? We're certainly not going to be Tom Cruise or Sandra Bullock when we grow
up. Probably.
Probably not. But why theater? Well, why not physics? Alan's background, he has a Bachelor of Science in physics as well. But the arts is the thing that intrigues you most, I think.
Yes. I mean, for me, I think theater is a way of actively engaging with your community in a way that can create worlds and has the opportunity to make strong assertions to theater goers and audience members about how the world is, how the world could be, and perhaps even how the world should be. And I think that with the power of theater, you can take people to different worlds and also bring them back to their own in ways that they might not have thought of before.
How about you?
I definitely agree. I think there's something to be said for the ability of theater to take a person out of the current world that they're in and transform them to someplace new. I know that that is my absolute favorite part of doing it, is that, you know, you get to experience things that you maybe would never experience in your real life. And the same is true for the audience member. They're going somewhere that they might never have been able to go had they not come to the theater.
Yes. Wow. Great answers. Incidentally, Beauty and the Beast opened in April of 1994 and ran continuously on Broadway, even though it changed theaters occasionally. It distinguished itself as one of the 10 most popular musicals ever. And it ran for more than 5,067 performances. We shall return in a moment after this salient message.
Spread the word about your organization or business to a well-informed audience. Become an underwriter with WDIY. Our lineup of NPR news and locally produced music programs reaches thousands of locally engaged listeners each day. Underwriting on WDIY is an affordable way to enhance your image and to provide information about your services to people who care. To learn more about underwriting opportunities, call 610-694-8100, extension 6, or visit our website, wdiy.org.
You're listening to WDIY. Lehigh Valley Art Salon. This is George Miller, along with my wife, Kate Scuffle. We are talking with Ashley Heaster and Alan Mendez, who are the stars of Beauty and the Beast at the Muhlenberg Summer Theater this year, coming up very, very soon, in fact. I have the dates here in front of me. There they are, June 14th through July 1st at the Empey Theater, which is a very beautiful theater. And if you're interested, just go to muhlenberg.edu/SMT, Summer Music Theater. We wanted to ask you, too, Alan and Ashley, about some of the productions that you've already been in, not only at Muhlenberg, but some of the other productions that you might have been in the Valley or elsewhere.
Some favorites.
Sure. I mean, outside of high school, my first community theater production was actually at Pennsylvania Playhouse in Thoroughly Modern Millie several years ago. And ever since then, combined with high school, I continued to do theater. I did company at PA Playhouse at Muhlenberg for the Summer Music Theater. The first show that I did was HMS Pinafore several years ago. I was a sailor. I've had a great time doing productions there. And Beauty and the Beast is another one that's been wonderful to add to the list.
I'm glad you mentioned the Pennsylvania Playhouse, along with many of the other fine community theaters in the Lehigh Valley. It's so important that they are strong and going forward, because that's what helps develop young people to enjoy not only theater, but the public speaking. And it's just a great opportunity. And then to continue your education in the university, and then in experience on the boards itself. So I'm glad you mentioned that. Thank you. How about you?
Well, same as Alan. I didn't really start theater until high school. So outside of high school, the first production that I was in was Hair, which was last summer of SMT. Which was definitely a favorite. And then I worked with the same director, Jim Peck, on Sunday in the Park with George, and I played Frida, so that was really lovely. Those are my big two that I've enjoyed working on recently.
Now, naturally, the next question is, what are your prime roles? I know, Alan, you mentioned that you love playing the Beast, and of course, Ashley, you love playing Belle. Mm-hmm. What are some of the productions that you would love to be in, or what character would you like to portray in not only musical comedy, but in perhaps serious drama theater?
That we haven't yet?
Yeah, yes. Kind of dream roles.
Yeah. probably in a couple of decades, I would love to do Sweeney. Todd has always been a show that I've really loved. And Jekyll and Hyde also is music by Frank Wildhorn. It's a really interesting show, particularly because, I don't know if you've seen the production, but Jekyll and Hyde are played by the same person. And so it's a tremendous vocal challenge to try and sustainably create these two different voices and personalities that you can, you know, replicate day in and day out for the show. Which I find to be a really complex story.
I should think that the makeup artist would have a difficult time.
Another challenge.
Jekyll and Hyde. Great. Ashley?
A role that definitely interests me excuse me, is Carole King in the Beautiful musical, because I'm a pianist as well, and so that's something that very much intrigues me, is combining piano and acting and singing. Yeah, that's always been something that I've hopefully will play later on.
And your plans, of course, now are to, when you graduate, is to go on to different theaters, working in different theaters. Don't you find that very difficult, to be doing auditions all the time and then hoping to get a part, and then when you do, the thrill of it all?
Yeah, that's definitely probably one of my least favorite parts about theater is that process, because it is very stressful. But I've come to learn growing up that it doesn't have to be stressful, and it's just kind of a part of the career that I'm choosing for myself. So, yeah, it is stressful, but it's also exciting, you know, going in and seeing what these people want and seeing how you are able to create something and then just seeing where it goes, you know.
I was going to say, the Summer Music Theater at Muhlenberg, I mean, you're there year-round and you had been on as a student. In what way is the summer experience different or complementary to the educational year and the work?
I'd say it's definitely the time is different, because when you're in a school year and you're working on a production, you have your classes during the day, and then you're pretty much on a seven to eleven rehearsal each night after you have class. So it's definitely, the summer is definitely much more immersive, because you do 1 to 5, 7 to 11 every day except for Mondays. But there's something to be said for doing only the show for 3 weeks. It's much different, but it's really cool.
Absolutely. I think that it also mirrors more of what professional theater is like in terms of rehearsing during the day, and only having 3 weeks to put up the show. Like during the school year, you might start rehearsals in early September, and the show might not open until mid to late October. Here we started rehearsals May 23rd, and we had our first performance last night.
Yeah, much more immersive, much more...
it's quick.
Quicker, yeah. But focus, as you were saying, Interesting. I would think, too, with a piece this big, cast this big, the set design, the magic, all the components, that must actually be kind of a relief, too, to be able to just put all the time and focus into that process.
Definitely.
Yeah.
How about classical drama theater? Have you a desire to do that? I know a lot of musical theater people say, well, I'd like to, but I really want to stick with what I love most.
Well, I don't know. I mean, at Muhlenberg, through my education there, that was really when I first got into straight drama and theater and doing works of Carol Churchill and Sarah Rule. And even beyond straight drama, doing circus arts. Mm-hmm. There's a budding circus program at Muhlenberg. Mm-hmm. My sophomore year was the first time that I did a contemporary circus production. So it was interesting to do a piece that was not at all musical theater. It had no dialogue, or virtually none. Mm-hmm. And it was storytelling just through the body in ways that were not quite dance. Sometimes were dance, but were also a variety of circus arts, from tumbling to acrobatics, to magic, to juggling, to clown. And I think that was really special in terms of my education at Muhlenberg and the different ways that we can tell stories through performance arts in ways that we might not have had an education or exposure to otherwise.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. Incidentally, I'll talk with you too, Ashley, about this, but are either one of you in the current production that's coming up? Tall, is it?
What's the circus?
No. Just Beauty and the Beast.
Okay. Yeah. Enough is enough.
Yeah, one is enough. Because they're in rehearsals right now while we're in performance rehearsals. Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. And they run, I think, June
24th or something. I don't remember.
Yeah, late June. all the way till late July. Yeah. Right. So they have a pretty considerable run themselves. And it should be spectacular.
And the piece, are a lot of the... folks involved, are they Muhlenberg grads or students as well? Because I know that's part of the program now that's happening. So.
Yes, many of them are students, and many of them are graduates as well.
Okay. We were hoping, actually, so we may revisit that later this summer. May. Some of them can cut over to the studio. They are actually in rehearsal today, as you said, so they couldn't join us. But yeah, I'm looking forward to it, I know.
There is another production with some Muhlenberg Summer Theater And it just slipped my mind. Right,
how to succeed in business. Oh,
yes.
Really trying.
Oh, yes.
And you'll never succeed in business if you forget
that. No, that's true. Absolutely.
It's they start rehearsals probably within the next 2 weeks, I think.
I think they start moving in on Sunday. So okay. They start next week or something.
Oh, wow.
Like
then, yeah. Then very soon. Frankie Grande is playing Finch mm-hmm. in that production. I've never seen How to Succeed myself.
Me neither.
Just know some of the numbers. Mm-hmm. But it should be a lot of fun.
Yeah. And Charles is directing, is he not, Charles?
Yep. Richter,
yeah.
So that'll be nice as well. Mm-hmm. But back to Beauty and the Beast again, you're running through, just to remind our listeners, running through July 1st. Mm-hmm. You can get tickets obviously on the website or by calling the box office. It's the MP Theater. Saturdays at 2, 8 in the evening, Sunday at 2 p.m. A special family-friendly performance schedule includes Thursdays and Fridays at 7, so that's a little bit earlier than mm-hmm. usual for families. The audience was last night, then actually opening night. Is that the first public performance?
Yeah, it was the first public performance.
A lot of families or no? I'm just curious. A lot of young people?
I would say yes.
Yeah.
Honestly, I don't really see the audience when I'm performing.
Right.
It's kind of weird. But afterward, I definitely, like I said, I saw the little girl who gave me a rose. Mm-hmm. So I'm assuming there was definitely some family in the audience.
No.
Yeah.
I also remember seeing a lot of folks who said that they've been coming to Muhlenberg Summer Music Theater productions for years, mm-hmm. And we're very excited to see that first performance.
Yeah. It's actually, according to this, it's the 38th season.
Yes.
Mm-hmm. Which is really fabulous, and it's professional musical theater, working not only with the talent that is at Muhlenberg, but guests like the director and other folks, mm-hmm. Wonderful performances, equity guests, artists, talented community members, and students. Yeah. Mm-hmm.
Well, we thank you very much, Alan, and very much, Ashley, for being here with us. We're going to see you on stage. You won't see us, but we will be watching you very carefully. And, Alan, after the show's over, we're going to sit down and have a good talk about physics and
all right.
nuclear fission and fusion so we can have more fun.
All right.
Thank you all for being with us. This is
thank
WDIY 88.1 Lehigh Valley Public Radio, where you will always find many choices and real voices.